It's called the Christiana Riot, a showdown between a slave owner and those harboring his runaway slaves. It led to bloodshed here just a few miles north of the Mason-Dixon line. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Exmark Mowers. You want to check out their line of mowers that deliver a better cut faster? Log on at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
William Parker, a former slave, lived in southern Pennsylvania. He assisted runaway slaves heading north. But on September 11, 1850, one of the slave owners came here to the town of Christiana to reclaim his property.
We look at it as, well, one key person, William Parker, and a couple of fugitive slaves that he was harboring. The slave owner of those fugitive slaves came looking for him and ended up, along with a federal marshal, standing toe-to-toe with William Parker.
Mark Bond shares the story from the old Zurcher Hotel. Edward Gorsuch, his son Dickinson, and a federal officer confronted William Parker, who was harboring the runaway slaves.
They face off with Parker, and in the ensuing violence that occurs, unfortunately, Edward is killed and his oldest son is critically wounded.
Other former slaves and Quakers in the area heard the shots and came to William Parker's aid. Slave owner Gorsuch was dead, his son Dickinson wounded. The event was called the Christiana Riot.
Parker and his wife and his brother-in-law and his wife all make their way to Canada. Dickinson, despite his wounds, will live. He'll have a change of heart and will end up, when the Civil War comes along, actually fighting for the Union Army.
But charges were levied against whites who assisted Parker and resisted the federal officer.
Castner Hanway will face charges of treason. He will be acquitted within 10 minutes. There's one other gentleman, William Samuels, for informing Parker and others that somebody was coming, will be charged in district court with interfering with the serving of a warrant. He will be acquitted.
Before Dixon Gorsuch had a change of heart and joined the Union Army, he made a pact with another man to fight to the end for the pro-slavery movement. That man was John Wilkes Booth. Traveling the countryside in Christiana, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.